the day is done. I can't wait. I've been looking forward to this all month. The tickets are finally on sale. I can't believe he's actually gonna be performing in my city. I've been saving up for literally a year for my meet and greet ticket. And nothing is gonna stop me from getting my hands on it. I'm really gonna meet him in person after all this time of being his biggest fan in the world. He doesn't even know it yet, but he's about to meet the person. I've imagined in my head for so long. I walk up to him and look him in the eyes, and it's like everything in the whole entire world just stops, and it's just the two of us. Oh, it's gonna be so romantic. Should I bring with me for the autograph? Oh gosh. I just want to bring my entire room. How am I supposed to choose between 31 posters, 17 albums, 10 t-shirts, 9 hoodies, 6 hats, 4 mugs, 3 water bottles, 2 tote bags, 1 special edition acoustic guitar, and 1 body pillow. I can't carry all of that with me, though. Maybe I should buy a wagon to put all of it in. I'm sure he wouldn't mind taking the time to sign it all, would he? I mean, it wouldn't take that long. At least, not as long as the amount of selfies I want to take with him. I can see the jealous faces of all my friends right now when I post a pic of him kissing me on the cheek all over Instagram. Whatever. I'll figure something out. Alright, I should already have the ticket website bookmarked. Oh yes, here it is. Stage side seating plus meet and greet package. They only went on sale like a little bit ago, so they should still be... sold? Out? What? All of them? No. No. That can't be. You can't do this to me. Website. You can't. Come on, refresh. It has to be a mistake. Be real. I've waited my entire life for this moment, and they're sold out. All my dreams, they're crushed. Now it's gonna be the night my Pookie Bear and I fall in love and realize that we want to spend the rest of our lives together. And now, I'll never see him again. another way. There has to be another way. I wouldn't lay down and accept defeat like this. If I can't meet him by buying a ticket, then I'll just have to meet some other excuse to get close to him. I mean, I'm only one girl, and he always has a bunch of big security guys, so no way I'm getting past them. I could hold him hostage. That would be so romantic. But no, too complicated. There has to be another way. Something simpler. Wait. I got it. I've always been so jealous of how news reporters can get up close to him all the time for interviews without even doing anything special. Just holding a microphone. It's like basically getting free meeting. Lucky ducks. So all I would have to do is disguise myself as a news reporter and ask some questions. That would also mean that I couldn't bring any of my merch with me. But it is what it is, I guess. I would also have to find some excuse for him to sign his autograph for me. And maybe take a selfie with him if I'm so lucky. Yeah. This might actually work. I don't care what I have to do for him to fall in love with me. I'm meeting the love of my life. And we're falling in love if it's the last thing I do. Actually, this makes it even more romantic. We're like two magnets separated by a wall, trying desperately to be together. This would make the best love story of all time. Nowhere can I get a convincing reporter outfit. Okay, this should work. I have a blazer. I have a professional looking shirt. I have glasses that are just frames, but whatever. I have a microphone, and I even have an ID. Doesn't actually have my name and picture on it, but hopefully he'll be too distracted to notice. Hopefully he'll be too distracted to notice that this microphone doesn't work, or that it's not even a real news agency, or that I have no idea what I'm doing, or I'm madly in love with him. Or that. Okay. I need to calm down. This is gonna require me to be as calm, cool and collected as possible. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. He's only like the love of your life. You've been waiting years to meet in person. Deep breaths. Okay. Okay. I'm good. I'm good. I got this. Oh, crap. Here he comes. Hello? Excuse me. Can I get a few words for the, what's the name of this fake microphone company again? For the D-Daily Day? Oh, God, what a stupid name. You will? Perfect. Okay. May I ask your entourage to please give us some space? It's just the bodies really mess up the acoustics. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll only keep him away for a few minutes. Oh, right, the interview. Well, you're well known for signing autographs for your fans. Your handwriting is beautiful. I mean, everything. Could you show us what it looks like here on this album? What? No. I didn't want an autograph from you. I thank you for showing how you sign it. I mean, I finally have it. Okay, second question. Okay, let's see. Another thing you're well known for is your amazing voice. Could you sing a little bit of your latest single for us, except replace the word girl with my name, like an exercise or something. My name is Lucielle. Thank you. That was perfect. Okay. Third and final question. You're also known for your amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, tantalizing hair. I was wondering, could you spare us a look or two of it? Just one or two. Nothing you would miss. Just for me. I mean, us. To take it as a souvenir. Yes, I'm serious. Look, I even brought my hand scissors to cut it with. Wait. Don't go. Please don't go. Just please spare me a few strands of your hair. It would mean the world to me. It's all I want, really. Oh, please. Yes. If you give me the hair, I will leave you alone. Promise. I will consider the interview over. Wait. May I use my scissors? Thank you so much. Okay. Let's see. I can't believe I'm this close. Over. But come on, it can really be over like that. You have no idea the things I went through to meet you here. I'm not letting you go after just a few words and a few strands of hair. Just no, you can't call your security. You can't. Remember, I'm the only one that loves you. Right? That. And I'm the one with the scissors. You're so incredible, it's hard to put into words. And I'm the only one who understands. Get it? So don't push me away. Like I'm some trash. Or you'll regret it for the rest of your life. Look.